This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The Denver Nuggets are celebrating a title that's eluded them for half a century. They're the new NBA champions. CPR's John Daly is among the sea of Nuggets fans who are celebrating in downtown Denver.
Everybody that I've talked to said they're just proud of the city, happy to be celebrating another championship after the Avs won last year, after celebrating the Broncos in style in 2015. The city is alive and celebrating and having fun. People are enjoying it.
Like many in the crowd, retiree John Lovato has waited a long time for a Nuggets championship. He went to Civic Center to watch the team lift the Larry O'Brien trophy.
I've been following them since Byron Beck, Spencer Haywood, Marcus Camby, Alex English, Carmelo Anthony. We have such great players here.
Things should start to get back to normal downtown through the afternoon. The suspect in last fall's Club Q shooting tells the Associated Press they intend to take a plea deal. The 23-year-old spoke publicly for the first time in a series of calls with reporters. Victims' families say they've been notified of a possible plea deal as required by state law. Even with a plea agreement, the alleged shooter could get life in prison. The newspaper printing press will stop rolling in Pueblo this summer. KRCC Shauna Lewis reports.
More than 50 employees in the Pueblo Chieftain's printing and packaging operation will be laid off in mid-August. The paper reports its parent company, Gannett, says the closure is due to costly capital improvements needed at the facility. Printing will move to the Denver Post. The Pueblo News Guild Union issued a statement noting Gannett's downsizing of its holdings nationwide and expressing concern about the future of the 154-year-old paper. The press also prints dozens of other area publications. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.